My name is Elliot Colburn, and I'm the Member of Parliament for Cashel and Wallington.
Excellent. Could you please tell me your reaction to the news that St Helier Hospital has described itself as crumbling?
Well, it's really sad to see those pictures, and shocking to see the pictures that were reported on TV. And indeed, constituents have been reporting to me as well as NHS staff. We know that St Helier is a really old building. It predates the NHS. It's over 80 years old. And therefore, it does need that investment to improve its facilities, to bring them up to modern medical standards, because patients shouldn't expect to be treated in a building that's crumbling, and NHS staff shouldn't be expected to work in one. So we really do need that delivery of that investment now to bring St Helier up to modern standards.
Rishi Sunak said yesterday in PMQs that they're investing record sums into the NHS, but he didn't mention St Helier in any specific way. And The Observer says that just a quarter of the government's 40 new hospital construction projects have received planning permission. The record sums are being put in, but are they actually amounting to anything?
It's true that St Helier doesn't have planning permission to build the new hospital yet, and I think that is holding up the improvement works that need to take place there. So the improvements that need to happen at St Helier to make St Helier improve are being tied in to the new hospital programme, and we are lucky to have been successful in being awarded that multi-hundred million pound investment in order to build a new hospital in Sutton and improve St Helier. But we really need the bureaucracy to get out of the way now. We really need to be able to cut through all of that and allow the NHS Trust to do what they want to do, which is get on, do the work, improve St Helier, build the new hospital, and deliver world-class care for local patients. We are being held up by bureaucracy. We need that to get out of the way now so that they can get on and do what they do best.
Can you expand on what you mean by the bureaucracy?
So there's obviously a process for going through the system of the new hospital program in terms of getting agreement of the business case to do it. That's where we are at the moment with Sutton and with St Helier. It's at the business case decision stage, and we're expecting an announcement very, very shortly, which is great. We then can then move on to finding a development partner, getting planning permission, getting spades in the ground, seeing work happen at St Helier, for example. But this is frustrating for residents to see, and for patients and NHS staff to see, because they're keen for this to get on and happen as soon as it possibly can. So I'm very keen to, and I'm pressing the government to get the bureaucracy out of the way, hurry up with it so that the NHS Trust can deliver on that improvement.
Is there a delay to agreeing the business case and the bureaucracy that you speak of because of the unpopular nature of the idea? People are going to have to go further for a smaller service.
I don't think so. There's been a lot misrepresented about what's actually happening at Sutton and St Helier. The fact of the matter is we are getting a second hospital in our borough. We're having two hospitals instead of one. Every single service that our local NHS Trust currently provides, including A&E and maternity, is staying in this borough. And the 15% of the sickest patients in our borough will be treated at Sutton while the rest remain at St Helier. This is a significant investment, and it's worth remembering that this is a plan that was cut, that was put forward by the NHS themselves. This isn't a government plan. This isn't a bureaucrat plan. This is the NHS telling government, we need this money to deliver the best possible care for local patients. The government has listened and has agreed to take the scheme forward. But no doubt there has been delays in getting through the bureaucracy to deliver on the plan, and that's what we need to cut through now.
In March last year, you said in a Twitter video that we could see spades in the ground by the end of the year, but we had a delay to the scheme until 2027 instead, There's no guarantee there won't be further delays. What are you actively doing to make the hospital experience better in the intervening period?
So I'm spending quite a lot of time talking with the team at St Helier about the repairs that need to happen there, and also relaying those concerns to government as well. I've got a debate actually on Friday where I will be calling on the government to do more in this space and exactly that. So I am using all of the resources that are available to me in terms of parliamentary time, in terms of my time in the constituency, to call for those improvements. Because it's all very well and good going through due process, but people need to see those results now.
You say you're doing that, but the thing is that St Helier tweeted saying, "We showed ITV News why our ageing estate is not fit for purpose." If they're having to go to the news in order to get this out there, surely more needs to be done rather than just talking in Parliament.
Well, that's exactly why we need that bureaucracy out of the way. That's why we need to deliver on the investment that has been promised to Epsom and St Helier, so that those improvements can get started. You know, it's incredibly frustrating to hear that, okay, well, we've got a business case to go through first of all. That's all very well and good, but that investment is needed now. We need that support put in place now. So that's exactly what I'm calling for.
How is your talks in Parliament and to relevant bodies, how is that helping somebody who needs to go to hospital today or in a month's time?
Well, we are seeing some positive news as a result of it. I've been getting some very good feedback from both the Minister and the Secretary of State that there are announcements coming, so we are hopeful. But in terms of the here and now, there is no doubt that people are struggling to see that happen on the ground. We've seen the pictures of what St Helier looks like. There has been a substantial amount of maintenance work done, for example, on the B and C block at St Helier, which patients can see, as well as refurbishing other parts of the hospital. But the estate is in a very poor state of repair. It is a very old building, and therefore it needs that investment now. And we need to get that bureaucracy out of the way so it can be delivered now.
Black mould was found in one of the maternity wards. What would you say to a mother who is going to go into labour within the next month who is worried about that room?
No, you're absolutely right. And black mould has been responsible for a lot of illnesses. It's something that I see a lot as a constituency MP when people come to me to complain about black mould in their council or housing association property, for example. What I'd say to a mother is that St Helier is renowned for providing excellent maternity care. The staff there do know what they're doing, so do trust in them. But there is no doubt we do need to see improvement works at St Helier Hospital to bring it up to modern medical standards and make it fit to provide a good level of care in. And that's investment that I've been calling for, and that's investment that we need to see being delivered now.
I was wondering if you could clarify something for me. What I see written about the Downs Lane Hospital is that it's a £500 million specialist hospital. And you have talked in this interview and previously about how that £500 million is going to develop this hospital and be used to repair St Helier. Could you tell us anything more about the split of that money? And because I was reading everything as though most of that money was going to be put into building that hospital.
Well, obviously, building a new hospital is very expensive, but at least, and this is the important thing, is that the NHS Trust has said that at least 80 million of that money will be spent on refurbishing the old hospital estate. That money is both to build a new hospital and improve St Helier. It's not just exclusively there to build the new hospital. It is also there to bring St Helier up to modern medical standards.
You were a public affairs officer for the South West London Health and Care Partnership for 10 months. How far in advance have you seen something like this coming?
So the approval, we were working on this at the time. So the approval for this plan was given even before I became a member of parliament. So the NHS locally has been working on developing this plan for a number of years and have been doing extensive amounts of consultation. It was a piece of work that I was working on when I was there in the NHS. So it's been coming for some time. There's been no doubt that the pandemic has caused delays, as it has to everything. We knew once the pandemic hit that we were going to see the result of that in a delay. We're now, though, getting to a point where we can't afford to wait any longer. We really need to get this scheme up and running and off the ground. We need to see spades in the ground for the new hospital. We need to see the refurbishment works being done at St Helier Hospital so that patients can have confidence that this plan has got the steam and has got the go-ahead so that they can see the benefit to them as local patients.
Thank you very much for your time. Is there anything else that you would like to say on this issue?
I'd just like to say that we have been waiting now for a long time. We've spoken about saving St Helier for years and years and years, and previous MPs have promised the world and nothing has ever happened. We've now got this commitment for a multi-£100 million investment in our local NHS trust. This is our shot to improve St Helier and to build a new hospital and secure local health services for decades to come. We need the bureaucracy to get out of the way. We need to deliver this. Otherwise, patients will continue to have a question mark over its future. So I'm calling for that, and I will continue fighting for that.